From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president-elect embarks on what he is calling a thank you tour. Donald Trump is embarking on what he is calling a thank you tour Thursday with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, just hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. Ohio was one of the key swing states that helped deliver Trump an election victory over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump has not detailed where else his tour will go, but several other stops are expected in the coming weeks. In Indiana, he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence will visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico, as had been planned. But neither the company nor Trump has given any details, such as what threats or specific incentives were used to get Carrier to change its mind. The death toll from wildfires in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee rose to 7 Wednesday when 3 more bodies were found in the ruins. Officials say the fires had burned 700 homes and businesses, most of them in and around the popular tourist town of Gatlinburg. More than 14,000 people were told to evacuate Monday. Many are awaiting word when they can go home. Officials are hoping to reopen the city as early as Friday. Gatlinburg Mayor Mike Werner, whose own house was destroyed by the blaze, said, "We're going to be okay." Nearly 24 hours of drenching rain helped quench the devastating wildfires, and local officials have turned to cleanup and recovery efforts even as they battle their own personal crises. Several city officials, in addition to Werner, and firefighters lost their homes. This is VOA News. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed by North Korea by the United Nations Security Council. But few in the region expect these new measures to deter the Kim Jong-un government. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe put out a statement of support for the new council resolution, saying it reflects the international community's intention to take tough measures that are in a completely different dimension from past ones. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, spoke with VOA on Wednesday after the U.N. Security Council vote. More from VOA's Lara Tsahok.
North Korea has been under UN sanctions since 2006 for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile tests, but it has persisted in building nuclear arms. Power told VOA the new sanctions will close some of the loopholes of the previous ones, but much will depend on how well they are implemented by China, North Korea's main benefactor.
My sense is that they find 2 nuclear tests in a calendar year extremely destabilizing.
Power's term as UN ambassador ends early next year when the new Republican administration takes over. Zlati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations humanitarian chief urged states with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo to save what was once Syria's largest city from becoming one giant graveyard. Stephen O'Brien told an emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday, but that the numbers change by the hour and day.
These people have been besieged for nearly 150 days now, and most simply don't have the means to survive for much longer. Intensified fighting and aerial bombardment continues to occur, resulting in civilian casualties and injuries.
While the world's attention has been focused on more than 250,000 civilians trapped in eastern Aleppo, O'Brien underscored that there are 700,000 more people in other besieged areas across Syria. Colombia's Congress Wednesday approved a peace deal between the government and the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. The lower house voted 130-0 in favor of the agreement a day after members of the Senate backed it by a margin of 75-0. Members of the former president Álvaro Uribe's party walked out in protest in both chambers. He has criticized the peace deal as being too lenient on FARC members, particularly the group's leadership, as well as the sole authority given to lawmakers to approve this version instead of approving another.
That's the latest world news from VOA.